Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday, March 4th, 2019. And we're here to talk about everything that affects everything, that affects everything. On you, thine future, the markets, your money, and all that stuff in between. Hope you had a good weekend. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles we post. If you like to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. Email service there also. ConvictionLeaders.com. Just press the button. 1 month free. Didn't know where I was going to start, but I wanted to start by saying, man, oh, man. You know, we live sometimes by the celebrity. Luke Perry passed away, supposedly was in good health and had a massive stroke out of nowhere, and he died. I think he was only 52 years old. He was pretty much like a heartthrob icon of, I believe, the 90s. What was it, 90210? Only watched it a couple of times. But man, was this dude popular. I'm staying on the treadmill, ladies and gentlemen. And I told you years ago, I had an episode, and they were like stroke-like symptoms. I believe it was 2008, the day after WrestleMania. I was at my desk at work, could not speak. When I tried to read, I was reading like every seventh word. I tried to talk to my people in my office. I could not utter a word. I ran to the clinic. My wife yelled at me, "You're not going to an effing clinic. Go to the hospital." I went to the hospital. They treated it as a stroke. But after a few minutes, they recognized that it's something else. Because all of a sudden, I could not be in the light. When I was in college, I had something called migraines with aura. And it gives stroke-like symptoms. But I must tell you, it was the most helpless feeling I pretty much have ever had in my life. I couldn't utter words. I could not read. The good news for me is they did every test under the sun. They did the carotid artery, brain scan, heart scan, scans of scans, and they did the thing where they go in there to see if there's any plaque and any brain, any potential clots. I was clean as a whistle. I still have a heart rate of a 19-year-old teenager. I guess you're not a teenager at that point anyhow. So it was one of the worst episodes for me, but the best is I got checked out big time. And then I was in Milwaukee. I was at the Republican debate in Milwaukee. And I'm sitting there, and I had another episode. I ran outside. There was all kinds of security. I told them what was going on. They got me an ambulance. Took me to the hospital. Same thing. And I've been told, no matter what, when you get the symptoms, get the hell to the hospital just in case. Even though I have these things called migraines with aura. I'll tell you what it does to me every time it's only happened two or three times since 08. And before that, it happened twice in college. Gets me on the treadmill even more. I'm quite svelte and in shape for the age. And quite buffed. Anyway, rest in peace. Man, oh man, 52, and he was in good health and not overweight. Segway. You know we do that well. In the past week, we simply stated to you, it just felt like areas of the market were losing headwinds, tailwinds, excuse me. Felt like a few areas of the market were getting in trouble. Remember what I told you? Cull weakness, C-U-L-L, that we said to you that if the market does decide to crack a little bit here, and it's overdue, anything that's really weak will get hit pretty good. And we just discussed a few areas. Remember the managed care we told you, avoid the plague? Other areas we told you, select retail, airlines, housing and housing related. But markets were fine. Well, just want to let you know, maybe not so fine. There's a chance and a chance. You know, anything's possible when you're dealing with Trump. And that's not a put down. Just saying when you're dealing with Trump and when you're dealing with these dolts running the central banks. But a bunch of the complexion changed today, I would believe. And we are pre-taping the show in the final hour. As I speak, it's 3:23 p.m. But we'll take you to very close to the close. And just a few things are changing here today. And we'll go through each and every one of them. And we hope you are listening. And when we say changes, let me explain. When we said to you last week, the managed care stocks, and we mentioned to you United Health is in the Dow, and we just told you these things look topped. We're not telling you to sell, buy, short, or cover. We're telling you they topped. And that just typically means avoid, stay away. If you own, maybe want to check it out. And interesting enough today, WellCare Health down 15, United Health in the Dow down 11, Humana down 13, Molina Health down 6, Cigna down 6, Anthem, remember I told you that was like a leader, gapped up on earnings, down 14 today, almost 5%. For example, so as we go through the market here towards the close, we'll have the same mantra. Yeah, the complexion changed. And maybe we're going to start some corrective work here. And I use the word maybe. I think we'll start some corrective work of unknown price and time. It may be small. This feels like it may be a little bit more than the 1 to 2 or 3 days we've been getting. Why do I say that? They come after the leaders today. Some of the strongest names in the market and software that came after them today. We saw it early. Started happening early in the morning. And there's some simple rules that we follow. On top of the weight of the evidence is when you have a leading group and there's the potential that it topped out, if it topped out, it's probably meaningful for the rest of the market. And early on today, they were topping, they were getting in trouble. But the market wasn't. Guess what happened within a half hour to an hour? The market came in. So that's just the rule you may want to know when a group is strong and then all of a sudden, boom, the air comes out of it and big, big selling. And maybe the last weeks of rally has been taken out in 3 hours. We call it potential change of complexion. And then we'll go through other groups as we take you into the close. And we'll have a few news items we want to discuss. On top of that, something that really whacked me out. Amazing. Anybody know what new car buyers agreed to pay in the month of January per month? I had no idea. We're actually going to cover that fee. I don't know if it means much, but it's still meaningful if you ask me. Easy money makes things happen, ladies and gentlemen. So we will have that. We'll have full markets, much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. The Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Now, let me say this. It is 3:28 p.m., just letting you know. We're taping this in the last hour. The Dow early in the day hit on the open, near the open, 26,156. Okay, 26,156. So the Dow was up early at 130. We hit a low at 25,611. So we're down about 410. As I speak, we're down 231. Not the end of the world. Not the end of the world. As I speak. The S&P 500 hit 28.16, hit a low of 27.67. I have it at 27.87, down 16, not the end of the world. The NASDAQ, as I speak, well, let me tell you where it was. It was 76.43. It was up 50 points. It did hit 75.01, so it was down 84. It's down only 34 right now. No big deal. Not the end of the world. The SOX is only down 4, semiconductor index, but was at 1376, so it was up 13, and it was a little bit lower. So, getting a little weakness today. Not the end of the world. The financials were strong early, and that if we close just like where we are, that will be what we call a bad bar. Well, what the hell's a bad bar, Gary? Well, when you're plotting these things out, and you have a bar there for price that day, and you have the high and the low of the day, and you finished at the low of the day after being up, usually not good. It indicates distribution. And the financials are doing that today. I mentioned the managed care. Other financials are doing it too. You know, like Ameritrade, E-Trade, that type of stuff. Retail acts not well. And we have not been thrilled with retail at all, even during the rally. So they're all pretty much red today. I believe Children's Place is a blow-up today. New yearly lows down 11, earnings down 56%. Biotech really weak today also. But what has me is the other part. Workday. Down 12. On Friday, it opened up on earnings and finished down neatly. Down 12 today. Splunk. Down 7.5. Another one that gapped up on Friday on earnings. Finished down. Following through to the downside. Alterex, AYX. Down 6 today to 68. About 8%. Same thing. HubSpot, HUBS, down 8. Tableau Software, DATA, down 8. Mongod, MDB, down 8. Okta, down 8. Twilio, down 8. VMware, down 7. ServiceNow, down 7.5. You know what these stocks have been? Strong software names. That's to be what I call of note. Should be noted. Why? You've had a group that's been leading up and then boom on heavy volume, twanked. Now, it may be nothing. It may be just, hey, it's time. Got to pull them back, got to settle down. That's all well and good. But then you add in the things that followed suit today, and it's something I can't wait to scan this thing tonight. Just note, some of the complexion changed. Again, not the end of the world. But just have some recognition of what we're reporting to you. That the institutional crowd came in and came after these names. That the market gapped up today on supposed more great China news and sold off. That the managed care stocks are getting ripped to shreds. That retail's getting hit, that a lot of financials reverse down. It just may be a pullback. Markets do. Markets damn do. And we'll watch it and we'll measure it. And we'll scan it. And remember we tell you when things get a little icky, the names that have been weak, Tesla's down 11 today, market's really PO'd at Elon Musk. I get that. I don't trust him. And by the way, I'm not calling him a liar. I just think he's a head case as a CEO. I tell that to his face. That's a for instance. Name like Netflix starting to roll over a little bit. And I can list some other stuff, but I'll leave that be. In growth land, you know, little tops being put in. But I wouldn't call it a biggie just yet. I'd call it a wake-up call. That's all. A wake-up call. Every now and then the market gives one. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. We are pre-taping the show in the final hour. Currently, it's about 3:38. The Dow is down 228. S&P 14, NASDAQ 31, NASDAQ 115. Helping the NASDAQ out today, Amazon's up 21. Facebook's up 4.5. And may I say, on the positive side, Facebook gapped up about 4 weeks ago and has done absolutely nothing ever since. But sitting kind of nice and tight, and we'll see what comes of it. My biggest issue with Facebook, I told you straight up, I think their earnings and sales are decelerating. Wait a minute, I don't think, I know. We'll see how it plays out. And I would say semiconductors are hardly down. As I speak, down 2 points. And they were strong early. And any little bid the market gets, you know, I see the semis bidding up. So I think they're still in good stead. So end of the world maybe not at hand. In the Dow today, Boeing is down 7. It's been due to pull back. It was down 26. Was down 14. And that's why the market's come back from down 400, and right now we're sitting 220. Part of it. 7 points is about, 45 Dow points? Somewhere in there. Goldman Sachs up 2.5 after being up early. Home Depot down 2. IBM down 1. McDonald's down 4 and change. A stock I haven't been able to figure out in. Every quarter sales are down and the stock performs. Well, doesn't get killed. Nike down 1.5. United Health, as mentioned, down 11. That's not helping. By the way, United Health is down 37 points in 7 days. 37 times, 6 times 3 is 18, 6 times 42. Let's call it 235 Dow points in the last 6 days to the downside, United Health. Walgreens down 2. That's been acting terrible also. Walgreens, one of the worst acting stock. On the upside today, Caterpillar's up a stick. That's the day. In the Dow. Yippee-yay-yay. So when I say change of complexion, I think some things, the complexion has changed. That's all. And we'll probably get some headwinds in here. But not everything. And tonight's probably going to be a double scan as I watch Monday Night Raw. Today's Monday, right? Very good. Suggestion on these leaders. Put your feet up. Hands behind your head, kick back, let them settle in. If they will continue to lead, here's what happens. They'll suck out people. They'll find a low. They'll settle in, build new bases, and then break out again in the weeks ahead. That's how it works. Rotations, we're looking for them. Not seeing much right this second. You can have a bunch of things break down, a couple of things show up. Mention Facebook, for example. Now, remember what else I have told you. We're at the point. We're at the point where we'll know more as the cards come out of the deck. What do I mean? If in the next 10 days, markets come down some more, bounce up a little, come down some more, bounce up a little, but every day advance declines are poor, Every day, more and more names, more and more sectors go by the wayside. Remember what we tell you, that's the deterioration, that's the narrowing of the market, and that's where markets will get in trouble. And that's where they'll roll over. Today is just one day. I'd like to say I only give it that, but I'm not thrilled with these leading stocks. Now, there was news. China this and China that. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. The question is, if they finally make the announcement, are we going to get sell the news? That's something to watch. What else I think is important to watch? I have to mention this. The House has been taken over by the Democrats, as you know. They are now asking for 81 different document requests of Trump and his people, including family and friends. 81 different document requests. So the next year is going to be hell on wheels in D.C. Remember, there is a goal. And by the way, I'm just stating this. The goal is to destroy this administration so they can win the White House. That's the goal. Their goal isn't to get the truth. There's so many crooks on the left that still are in business. If they wanted the truth, they'd kick out a bunch of their idiots. Now, you know me. I'm even-handed. If they find criminal activity, so be it. I have no problem with these idiots that were in the Trump administration going to jail. They committed perjury, tax evasion, tax fraud, this, that, and the other thing. All good. Send them away. Now we'll see what's next. It looks like they've dropped Russia collusion. They're going after finances. And again, I just find it interesting that the first hearing they have, they bring a guy in that admittedly lied to them to rip on the president, yet now we're supposed to believe what he says now. Don't you love politics? I do. And I repeat, if Donald Trump and his people committed crimes and they got evidence, just go indict them. Charge them, indict them, take them to trial, find them innocent or guilty. If guilty, whatever. I'm all for the rule of law. I have no favorites. But man, oh man, oh man. The boys and girls on the left, they are going down that hole. And it looks like they are going to drive to the hoop with a vim, a vigor, and a fervor. And of course, the media is wetting their pants over it. So thrilled, so happy, they can't even contain themselves. So may I say again, it's going to be an interesting now leading up to the election. A little bit of rallying here. It's 3:46 p.m. Dow only down 212. S&P down 12. NASDAQ down 23. NASDAQ 100 only down 8. That's Amazon, Facebook. Google's up $2. I think Google was up $20 earlier, though. So not the end of the world. No big deal. But some of the complexion has changed. That's the take. And of course, if there's any trouble, there's Jay Powell in the lowering of rates. I'm certain of that. Up next on The Edge, some news of the day, and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Some really bad tornadoes. I think 24 people passed away. Just always pay attention to the weather. The weather has no bias. It don't care who you are, how rich you are, what you look like. If it's going to be deadly, it's going to be deadly. So just be careful. I think 24 people. Man, oh man, oh man. 8-year-old kid, I read. 23 dead in Alabama. They sang like a bomb went off. I'm looking at photos. Man. Leveled. Dow down 227, S&P down 14, NASDAQ down 25. Not bad. Americans paying $551 a month for a new car? Debt has risen sharply as loan terms lengthen. The average price of vehicles hit an all-time high of more than $36,000 in 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book. Car shoppers are now borrowing more than ever and extending their loans to record lengths. New car buyers agreed to pay an average of $551 a month for 69 months in January. That's nearly 10% more per month than 3 years earlier. It's a clear-cut sign of how Americans feel confident in a strong economy, but is it sustainable? Car debt has risen 75% since the Great Recession in 2009, reaching an all-time high of $1.2 trillion. You know, listen up. I am smarter than all the other consumer radio shows that are out there. Much smarter. But we do markets and how Washington affects it. But every now and then we will delve in. Let me give you a few things here. As I have always told you, number one, one of the great scams is a 30-year mortgage that we always recommend going 15. But if you're uncomfortable with the 30, make sure you sit down with who your lender is and tell them you're going to make one extra payment a year to make it much less in years. And get an amortization table on a 15-year versus a 30-year. Your payment's going to be more, but money's going right to principal. That's really back in your own pocket from day one versus all interest in the first 10, 15 years. Guess what? Autos. The farther you go out, the worse you are getting, worse a deal you're getting. You got that? The farther you go out, the worse deal you are getting. So from me to you, if you have to go 69 months on a car, you're buying too much car. Get a cheaper car. How's that for simple logic? And by the way, for you people out there that have 30-year mortgages right now, and you're just a few years into it, go see what would happen if you changed it into a 15-year. You'll be thanking me. Another great scam. Most people won't agree with me on that, but I don't care. All the articles I'm reading, for example, stocks in China rallied despite the bad news. That's what I've been telling you. Things have been rallying despite the economic bad news. There's a lot of economic bad news around the globe, not necessarily here. I can list dozens of data points that continue to head south in so many places around the globe, yet the markets stop going down and are rallying some with our markets. And I keep getting asked, can that continue? Answer is yes. Absolutely continue. Until, you know what until is? Till the rubber band stretches as far as it'll go. So I want you to be a little bit careful about that right now. There is a lot of, well, there's always doomsday talk out there. But there is a lot of doomsday talk out there. The debt and deficits and stuff like that. That they're not wrong. But watch price. If the markets want to go and bearish again and head back to the lows, you know what? It won't hide itself. We'll see it. We'll see it. We'll know it. We'll feel it. We'll deal with it. But until then, just be careful about the doomsday talk. There has been no louder voice than us on the debt and the deficits. Price first. You have a great evening. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like we do. Simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.